411, like calling information. What's the scoop or what's the buzz? You're wondering about the hair. I haven't joined a cult or anything. I'm making a statement. Or I will be as soon as I figure out exactly what that statement is. Look, there are 3 days in the year that really burn me up. Okay, let's look at the calendar. First, there's New Year's Eve. You want to be rocking with Echo and a bunny man, someone on a yacht. Instead, you're listening to Guy Lombardo and watching old Lawrence Welk reruns with Fishface and Aunt Dorney. Then there's Fergatroyd's birthday. I don't see why we should have to commemorate the birth of that demon hamster head. Then there's school picture day. I intensely dislike school picture day. Okay, the definition of picture day is the day where you and everyone in your class dress up in dweeby clothes and have your picture taken so your mom can send it to your grandparents to show it to strangers on a bus. Maybe I can't do anything about New Year's or Fergface's birthday, but mark my words. After this year, school picture's never going to be the same. And that's a 411. Groove thing. Ow! Do what you want to do. This is the exact philosophy I'm adopting for picture day. Yuck. Here, look at the damage from last year. That's me next to Felice Mumpkin. No comment about the knee socks. This year, I'm not gonna look like Miss Dorcas USA. I'm going to find the most incredible ensemble that doesn't include knee socks and wear it no matter what anyone says. If only I could make up my mind. Hey, look, Elvis, your favorite tuxedo for special occasions. He never gets to go out. It's very sad.
Hey, what's the 411?
Hi, Jim.
Listen, I'm considering the blue angora with the puffy sleeves and a few pearl accents.
That's my friend Judy.
But what do you think about the pink cashmere with the little silver buttons?
She acts sophisticated. Don't let it bother you.
Forget it. I'll sweat like a bloated pig. Hey, think fast.
Ooh! What's this?
That is my brother-in-law Wade's toupee. He says he's nothing without his hair. Here's all of his Elvis stuff.
Ooh, these blue suede shoes are a little green from age.
You've got to see his Elvis. It's quality. Like he's back from beyond or something. Listen, he needs this stuff back before he plays Cindy Schiller's Sweet 16 next weekend. Dad is a star search judge. It could be a big break for Wade.
Do I look like the king?
No, but you look weird.
But this stuff belongs to an authentic Elvis impersonator.
So you look authentically weird.
Nah, it's not right yet.
It's not?
Jody, Jody, Jody. This is the dawn of a new era of fashion.
It is.
Our mission? To seek out racy combinations. To boldly wear patterns no one has worn before. I see you as a cross between Lady Di and Lieutenant Uhura.
You do?
I have the perfect cape for you. It's kind of a Tina Turner meets Elvira.
Do you have anything more Winona Ryder-ish?
Here. With this hat, Winona Ryder will be calling you for fashion tips.
Okay, but promise, we can't tell anyone. If my mom finds out, I'm dead meat.
Why?
Principal Merkin's planning a crackdown on weird dressing. We could get suspended.
For wearing a hat?
They did it all the time in the 60s.
Okay, we'll make a pact. We won't tell a single soul.
Hoi! I gotta run. Tonight, mom's making manicotti, my fave.
Okay, Jude. Remember, think hip, think hot, think funk.
Funk?
Booger Breath, what are you doing?
Don't worry, sis. Your secret's safe with me.
You worm!
Hey, if you and your playmate want to go make buttheads of yourselves by dressing like freaks on picture day, go for it. Hey, Jody, maybe an alligator bag might look nice with that.
Don't even think about it, pinhead. This is my salute to world leaders look. It's got a bunch of authentic features, like a collar. This is a genuine Mao Zedong collar. Well, it's genuinely light colors from the Mao period. These are real Gandhi trousers. Okay, they're my dad's sweatpants, but they are real replicas. This is an actual Jackie O pillbox hat. Okay, not all pillboxes are perfectly round.
Clarissa!
I've tied it all together with a pin like Barbara Bush wears at Christmas.
Clarissa?
I mean, how can anyone not crave this outstanding ensemble?
Clarissa, dinner!
I've got to change first.
Now, Clarissa!
I guess this is what they call dressing for dinner. Gee, I wonder what Mom will think.
Okay, Dad, I'll put you down for $50 a mile.
I said $5 a mile.
Okay, $35, my last offer.
No, I'm only spending $5.
Dad, if our plan is to survive, we have to open our hearts to all creatures, great and small.
That must be why you pour salt on snails and light ants on fire.
Ferguson, I'm so happy you're taking this endangered species walk-a-thon seriously.
That's because he gets a jawbreaker the size of Denmark if he gets $100 worth of sponsors.
Okay, for you, Dad, $30. Plus, I'll throw in a glow-in-the-dark bald eagle statuette.
No, $5 a mile, that's my final offer.
Sorry, sorbet, anyone?
Oh, no thanks. I'm kind of full.
That's a nice hat you have on, dear.
Thanks, Mom.
Any special occasion?
Oh, I just thought I'd wear it to school.
Oh, that's nice.
On Friday.
I see.
For picture day.
On second thought, I think I will have some sorbet, but I'm gonna get some sprinkles.
We're not talking about the school picture, are we? The one I sent to your grandparents that makes them so proud year after year?
The one Grandma shows to strangers on buses.
I just want to do something different.
Honey, I don't see what the problem is. I mean, if Clarissa wants to wear something unconventional to school, I mean, you know, we all move to the beat of a different drummer.
But Clarissa doesn't have rhythm.
If you want to express yourself, dress up in the backyard and I'll take your Polaroid. Your school picture is not the place for nonconformity.
Mom, Dad, I just want you to know that for my school picture, I will be well-groomed and tastefully dressed because I know that an attractive photo will enhance my ability to get into a good university and secure a professional position in the future.
Thank you, Ferguson.
Brown-nosing dweeb. Mom, this is important. I don't want to wear the same old thing for picture day. Can't I wear what I want?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Okay, Clarissa, let me explain. Your school picture will leave a lasting impression, so you'll want to look your best. Let me show you what I mean. Here's Jimmy Meeker, the class clown. What a joker.
Ooh, that's lasting.
And here are the DeVecchi twins, Vicky and Kiki. You don't want to look like that, do you?
Not bad.
Look at how messy and rumpled they are.
You call it rumpled, I call it sloppy chic.
Well, here's me. See if that doesn't convince you.
Wow. I don't know what to say, Mom. You look so tidy.
Well, I do look nice. Even though I had the flu, my eyes are puffy. But it's an excellent example of a proper picture.
You've got to see this. Mom looks like she swallowed a frog or ate a pound of lead. Now I have to go ahead with my plan so I don't end up like this. So, your prim period was before tofu came into your life, right?
You call it prim, I call it schoolgirl chic.
Wow, who's this hunk?
Oh, that's Joey Russo.
Joey the jerk?
He ran your father's gym shorts up the flagpole.
What a heathen!
He had had some positive qualities.
Yeah, his eyes.
His dimples were sweet, and his teeth were good.
And his eyes.
And he had a nice tan. And his eyes.
What's this? To the boniest girl in school from your ever-loving hunky monkey, Janet and Joey, forever. Forever? I thought you went out with that skinny Donnie Snedeker.
I did, but Joey and I had a little MR.
MR?
But it didn't last.
A metal racket?
No. Meaningful relationship.
Oh. Ick.
Look at that perfect jawline, huh? Guy's probably a senator now.
Last January, he was a congressional aide.
Let me see that.
You mean you still talk to him?
I just ran into him.
Gee, I wonder what Dad's picture looks like.
You had lunch with him?
Oh, I'm not supposed to see my friends.
Wow. This is creepier than I could ever imagine. You've got to see this. Marshall Darling, permanently eclipsed from the record book of life. My dad, the black hole. Has really gotten out of hand. You can't believe how weird it's gotten around here since Dad found that picture in Mom's yearbook. He's just a shell of a man. Will Marshall Darling ever recover from the secret of Mom's past?
I'll never love again.
And what about Janet Darling? Will she run off with Joey Russo and make him eat a lot of stuff with brewer's yeast?
Oh, Joey.
What of Peter Ferguson? Will he continue to sabotage our lives? And then there's the mystery of Dad's missing picture. Stay tuned.
Here's the other box of pictures from downstairs. Boy, were you a funny-looking baby.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, why are you sitting on the lap of this funny-looking guy in the red suit and white beard?
That's Santa Claus.
I thought he looked familiar.
Those earrings look really cool.
I don't know.
Red alert, red alert.
My mom found out about our plan.
Warning, Will Robinson, warning.
Look, Mom says if I dress up like a fruitcake, I'm gonna have to do like 100 extra Hail Marys at confession.
You mean wearing chic outfits is a sin? Cher's definitely going to hell.
Mom said it's not a sin exactly. It's just bad if you wear something God wouldn't let his kids go out of the house in.
Bummer. Why can't I find my dad's picture?
Maybe it's just lost. Or he was out sick.
Maybe he was wearing a black shirt with white writing that said no photo available. Or maybe he never existed. Maybe he lives in a parallel universe with a parallel family. With parallel soap scum and a parallel shower.
And parallel low allowances.
Maybe I don't exist either. Maybe I'm the atom on the thumbnail of a giant.
You exist. You have homeroom, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Here's Mom at her awkward stage.
Whoa.
Wow. Get a load of this.
Whoa, I didn't know your mom had such long hair.
That's because it's not my mom. It's my dad.
Oh. He looks like one of the Nelson twins. Yeah, you know, Gunner without the makeup or the spandex.
Wow, he's got real love beads.
Hey. How come your dad looks like a rock legend and my dad looks like Homer Simpson?
Just lucky, I guess.
Yes, well, good taste isn't really something you can teach. But she does have my genes. That should count for something. Oh, yes? I see. Dr. Merkin, we have always taught our daughter good hygiene, and I'm sure she'll conform to the school standards of... naked? Of course not. Of course I'm sure. Yes, Dr. Merkin, I understand. No, Dr. Merkin, that won't be necessary.
Thank you. Clarissa Marie Darling.
Uh-oh, she used the threening call.
That was Principal Merkin. He said he heard you're going to school naked?
Oh, that. I can't believe this has turned into such a big deal.
Naked.
Don't you think it's sort of funny?
Naked?
You got to admit, it's a statement.
Naked?
Mom, it's just a rumor.
A vicious rumor.
Were you planning on streaking around the halls first or just wearing a raincoat and flashing when the photographer's little light goes off?
Mom, Ferguson started it. See, he told Reverend Patterson, Ernest, that I was going to dress up like the Virgin Mary.
Well, then Ernest told Buffy Snout that Clarissa was going as Madonna. You know, the underwear on the outside one, which sort of started the rumor about Clarissa going out buffo.
Thank you, Jody.
Mom, seriously, of all the things I'm going to do, naked is definitely not one of them.
Why does my daughter have to be the weird one? What have I ever done to make you want to do this?
Well, there was the time you forgot me in the market, and the time you spit on your thumb to clean the syrup off my face.
Save it for the school psychologist.
Oh, come on, Mom, it's not personal.
When it reaches the principal, it's gone too far. I won't have you looking like Pee Wee Herman for picture day.
Ooh, Pee Wee Herman, there's one we didn't think of.
At exactly 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going to meet with you and your brother.
But Mom!
Get your office together and I'll make the final decision.
But Mom!
That's final.
Whoa, did she just uptuck on your ball gown or what?
Don't explain. Keep the earrings in case you change your mind.
Your mom is on a rampage.
I haven't seen her like this since Ferguson littered on Earth Day.
If you wear the wrong shoes, she'll kill you.
Yeah.
Why do moms have to be so strict?
It's in their job description, like when they tell you to get the hair out of your face because you have a nice forehead.
Or if you swallow watermelon seeds, you'll grow vines on your stomach.
Exactly.
If my kid wanted to shave her head and get her picture taken in an orange muumuu, I'd let her.
You would not.
Well, I wouldn't blame her for trying.
Me neither.
I guess you'll have to boldly wear stuff no one's worn before by yourself.
That's okay.
This is dire, I swear.
No problem. Don't worry about me.
Thanks, bud. Good luck.
As Mr. Futstein says, when life hands you a menu, don't just order soft-boiled eggs. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Aha! But the jacket's a good choice.
A birthday present from you, Mom.
The pants could use a press.
He's been too busy saving whales.
I'll press them.
Let's have a look at this bow tie.
Careful. It could be loaded.
Loaded?
She means the trick ties I had as a youngster. I outgrew those years ago.
Liar, my sweatshirt's still wet from when you squirted me this morning.
A freak thunderstorm.
That's enough, Clarissa. Turn around.
Unlike some people, I know that what I wear reflects on the family as a whole and is important to our position in the community.
I'll damage your position, you two-faced weasel.
I only want our mother to have one child she can be proud of.
You pass inspection. I approve your uniform.
Hallelujah!
One down, one to go. Clarissa?
Isn't there some other way we can spend quality time together?
This is as quality as it gets.
Well, couldn't we gather some leaves and iron them between wax paper?
Hot, two, three, four. Hot, two, three, four. Hot, two, three, four. Hot, two, three, four.
No pipsqueaks allowed.
You're at my inspection.
But you're a boy and I'm an adolescent. I'm at a very sensitive age and we might have to go through some of my personal things. It could get very girly and I...
Mom!
Be a prince and go shine your shoes.
Princes don't shine shoes. They have slaves. I wonder what Dad is doing.
Okay, let's go.
Before I unveil what I've picked out, I've got a last request.
Well?
I'd like to plead my case.
Plead fast.
You see, Mom, it's like this. You taught me to stand up for what I believe in, so I'm standing up. How can I possibly quit now? Mom. Did you know that in 1965, a judge ruled that kids' rights for freedom of speech are protected under the Constitution? Without the Constitution, we'd be a nation of cheaters, liars, and shoplifters. Look at it this way. It's not like I'm getting my nose pierced.
Thank goodness for small favors.
Let me just show you what I'm planning. You'll love it. Trust me.
All right. Now that's over. Let's get out the navy cardigan, the knee socks, pleated skirt.
Not the navy cardigan. Wait, Mom, before we get out that sweater, there's something I'd like to show you. It's an interactive simulation, which I think you'll find interesting.
I don't see what a video game has to do with anything.
It'll just take a minute. You'll love it. Trust me.
You keep saying that.
Remember, stay calm and choose wisely.
Stay calm, choose wisely. Choose what?
Okay, here's the idea. You have to climb the ladder and save the girl in the window.
Okay, climb the ladder, save the girl. Hey, that one looks just like you. Get back, alien slug. But how do I know which one is really you?
I'm the one wearing the cool outfit. See, I'm different from everybody else. That's how you know it's me.
There you are.
Thank you, Mom, for saving me.
That was very manipulative, Clarissa.
It's just that doing something special means a lot to me.
Manipulative, but clever. Look, I want to support you, but you could embarrass yourself. I don't want that to happen.
But what's embarrassing to you might be completely superb to me. Here, look at these pictures I found of you and Dad. Look at this one of Dad. I mean, what is that?
That's the picture that made me fall in love with your father.
This picture?
Doesn't he look like a killer?
What are you doing? Looking at more pictures of Joey?
I thought you were doing stuff with bras and underwear.
Actually, dear, I was admiring this photograph of you.
You've got to see this. If this is good looking, people should stop bugging Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, this picture's famous. Oh, this was the hit in the dress codes don't bulletin board.
His hair was so long, they wouldn't print it.
That is your yearbook photo?
Oh, it sure is, sport.
The one I've been looking for?
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah.
Our dad?
That picture?
I am so ashamed.
Well, let me get this straight. You were a nonconformist?
Yeah.
I guess we know where you get it from.
Wait a minute. Does this mean I'm free to express myself in an original way, that I can make unique, unprecedented choices that don't include cardigans and knee socks? Are you telling me that I can be a nonconformist and wear what I want?
Well, okay, yes.
Oh, no way.
You can wear whatever you want.
All right.
I can't believe this. It's too much. I can't take this. Who are you people?
I was thinking of wearing the pink wetsuit with the purple marabou. Or should I wear the surgeon's gown with the rhinestone kimono?
Don't push it. Oh, just in time for a lentil cupcake.
Thanks.
What is it, dear?
Oh, nothing.
It's what I thought, isn't it?
Not exactly.
Oh, no. The other kids made fun of you and called you names?
Well, no, not exactly.
Hot off the press. Copy the school picture.
I can't look. I'm too mad.
Still bumming, huh?
Why is she bumming, Jody? For what reason is she bumming?
Clarissa had a close encounter of the nastiest kind. Stylistically, she got creamed.
After everything I went through, I mean, I go out of my way to find the most original ensemble, and now this. I guess you've got to see this, too. I look just like everybody else.
Don't you realize you started a fad?
Well, I didn't know you were such a trendsetter.
And at least Ferguson got teased for being different. He hated it.
That's true.
And Principal Merkin can't suspend the whole class.
That's true, too.
But if you could just come with me when I show my mom.
Deal.
And you have 364 days to plan for next year. Maybe you'd like some of my old outfits. I have this lovely blue sweater vest.
That might be cool.
Joey Russo always loved my sweater vests.
Na 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 Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.